Hey everybody, you're listening to the Apple Juice Show, episode 53 for May 12th, 2010.
You can visit us on the website at applejuiceshow.com, email us info@applejuiceshow.com. It's been a long time since the last roundtable we had was as soon as we got our iPads, and actually Billy got the iPad that was actually Aaron's, so it was a really fun episode we had last episode. We're back. Billy hasn't still not got his iPad yet.
I got 2 weeks. Actually, it's 2 weeks from right the day we're recording. It's the 8th.
So Billy, the 3G came out on the 29th. They didn't tell us when did they tell us the date of that? Kind of forgot. They told us the date of the 3G, the 10th maybe.
When did they tell us that? Oh, I can't remember. Actually, I think it was the 10th or somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there they said, hey, you know, the iPad 3G is coming out. And so I've seen it. I've played with it. It's cool. It's, you know, I have the regular Wi-Fi one. And I, you know, at some point I still kind of regret getting the Wi-Fi only. But then, you know, I'm thinking about it and I still have the idea of getting a Verizon MiFi, pay as you go, get it off of eBay, and then just I'll have it to, you know, work on it at with my MacBook Pro and everything. So, you know, I'll be paying $30 extra a month whenever I need to use it. We did that for South by Southwest and it really actually worked out great. I was impressed with it.
Worked out great for you because you didn't pay the bill. You don't even know.
No,
I got so gypped off on that thing. I'm still really mad about it because all in all, it costs about $300 or $400 for like 2 weeks of use.
Yeah,
I was expecting to pay probably $100.
It was a ticket. Yeah, we were expecting. Well, Billy was expecting. But,
yeah. Where's that money at, George? By the way, still waiting for that.
It's coming.
It's in the mail. Check's in the mail.
It's in the mail. Let's just say that right now. It's in the mail. But I mean. It was actually, but it, I mean, it, we did get a good use out of it last year, didn't we? You
know, yeah, it was really, that was good use.
But I mean,
I went over that 5G cap a little bit too.
Yeah, that was a little scary, wasn't it? You're kind of freaking out. You were always checking
every
day.
Yeah, it's 200 megs. It's like $20, I think, for to go over. I wasn't too.
Yeah, it was a little more than that. So
yeah, it was a little more than that. All right, it was like $100 or $120 for that overage because they cheated me out.
But
did I ever tell you the story?
Yeah, you told me some of it.
Because I canceled the MiFi like 2 weeks after I got it, and that 5G cap suddenly
over the 5G cap. So
no, that 5G cap became 2.5. They cut my data use, my allowance in half to 2.5. So that 2.7 gigs that I use is overage. So that's where that $110-$115 came on overage.
Wow.
I was really upset when I left that place, but I was just, and then I got, I swear, like 2 weeks ago, I got a letter from Verizon saying bill. And I was like, I better not have another bill from them. I'm about to kill them. And it said balance due nothing. And so I was like, thank God.
Yeah, they usually do that sometimes. Like they send you a bill, even though you still
don't like
contract.
Excuse me.
But, I mean, hey, look at the bright side. We'll have the MiFi already and we'll just, you know, Billy will be able to pay, you know, I'll pay $60 and Billy can use it because I didn't pay him. Well, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, but I got you a shirt that you – well, you got the shirt.
Oh, okay.
But I designed it, and you wear that shirt every day.
I also paid for that shirt.
All right. So getting into the iPad 3G, you know, what we've heard is pretty much great. You know, the only thing is that the little thing on the back, but some people, it won't bother them. And I just, you know, I like kind of having things all one color. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's just great, but I've actually found great uses for the iPad. You know, it's just so many things that I've come up with that I can use it in and, you know, places that, you know, where I can use it. So, Billy, let's, you know, I want to actually ask you being, you know, actually I got my camera connection kit, I actually ordered it 2 weeks ago and I got it a week ago and man, I talked about this on your show. And just, you know, actually a heads up, Billy actually restarted his show back. I'm so excited. You know, the Apple Life Show, revamped. So it's, you know, Apple Juice Show, but Billy's, you know, kind of Billy's way and my, you know, mine's my way, but it's actually, yeah, you got to check it out. Apple Life Show, billyheim.tv. is where he's posting it at. He should actually get AppleLiveShow.com and should create a, you know, website for it.
If you go to BillyHahn.Libsyn.com, that just takes you to the show page on Libsyn's hosting site.
Oh, really? That's, didn't know about that. Got to put that in the show notes there. But Billy, what is it that you're going to get when you go to the store to get your iPad? What other accessories will you be getting?
So I'm going for the iPad 64 gigabyte 3G model, $829, I believe. Then I'm going to get the iPad case.
Apple case?
The Apple iPad case. It's $40. I'm going to get the camera connection kit, which is another $30. I'm going to get a dock along with it, which is, another $30. And then I'm going to get a wireless keyboard, Apple wireless keyboard, not the dock keyboard because I don't like the way that's attached to it. But I'm just going to get a standard Bluetooth keyboard so I can hook it up to it and take notes on or something.
Yeah.
I'm really using that as an excuse to get one. To get the keyboard, I'm just going to say, oh, yeah, I'll use it for college, which I probably will. I'll probably put that thing on the case, put it in that keyboard format that it has, the way you can hold it, and I'll probably just put the keyboard in front of it and type notes on it. That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Well, to tell you the truth, actually, I have a Bluetooth keyboard, and then I have Apple's actually, you know, big formatted with a numeric pad wired keyboard. Have that. So what I did was I kind of stopped using the Bluetooth, and I kind of miss, you know, not using the Bluetooth, which I might, you know, be going back to, because I mean, it's just the way I like it. You know, it's smaller, it doesn't have the number pad. I don't use the number pad. It's, you know, this big keyboard's in my way, and it's wired.
Yeah, I use the big one. I use the wired one myself, and I never use the number pad. I wish I kind of had the wired keyboard, the miniature one.
Yeah, without the
number pad, basically.
That's actually, you know, I've thought about that, but I said, I have this one, you know, why am I going to go out and spend another $60-$70 on that keypad when I have this one, when I can save the money? So I have my Bluetooth keyboard right in front of me. It's just, it's like, I'm going to use this with the iPad, you know, and I haven't even turned on the Bluetooth on my iPad, which is pretty crazy. So, I mean, it's, I'm going to, you know, start when I get, you know, find some applications that are, you know, focused on blogging and WordPress. I mean, right now the WordPress app doesn't really much impress me. It got some improvements. If I did know a little bit of Cocoa, I might, you know, tinker with it because it is open source. I mean, I can take the app and I can, you know, edit, you know, some things that need to be edited and submit it, which is, you know, great about WordPress. But I mean, all in all, I use the virtual keyboard pretty much most of the time.
Right.
When I played on it
with the virtual keyboard, you know, it felt like an iPhone, but there was just a little learning curve because it's a little bigger, of course. But, and since I was using two hands on it instead of just the, you know, one hand, two, you know, double thumbing it on the iPhone. So, but if I get used to it, I might just stick with it and I'll just have a Bluetooth keyboard laying around, which is, you know, there's never a downside to that. I may just prop the iPad on it, on the case, and just type on that. And I can see myself doing that instead of breaking out the Bluetooth keyboard.
Well, I tell you, I type pretty fast on that keyboard. I'm surprised. I'm just sitting there in class and, you know, basically I'm using this in class right now. I have Pages and I'm typing my notes in Pages. And basically, you know, one of my classes is science. I'm sitting in science class. The teacher's going through PowerPoints. I'm typing notes on my iPad. I'm going zoom, zoom, zoom. Another class I'm taking, I have my, you know, my, I have the, career research. I'm taking career research is required to take at my school. And we have PowerPoints to do all the time. And so I'm sitting there, you know, doing a keynote on my iPad, and everybody else has their 9-inch Acer minis that the school gives out, doesn't give out to the students, but they have like a cart going, you know, goes all over the school.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm sitting there, I have my iPad, I'm doing keynote. My teacher's always coming over to see what I'm doing, if I'm not doing anything, which sometimes I'm just, you know, the class is actually perfect timing for me to read all the news blogs and just going through, you know, Mac Rumors, TUAW, and Gizmodo, and Gadget, just reading, you know, those, see what's going on in the morning. But I mean, it's a great device. I mean, you know, I'm carrying this around everywhere I go. And the thing is, I'm carrying it with my backpack. I'm afraid to carry it in my hand because everyone's jealous that I have an iPad at school, which is pretty funny.
So, it is kind of funny because they're not really that expensive. They're like $500. It's not that much, to be honest, for a basic computer.
Yeah, it's a great device. I mean, for anyone that's in college and, you know, say, you know, you're a college student, you have an iMac.
It's funny you bring that up.
You have an iPod Touch, or you're an Apple fan, basically. I would get an iPad instead of buying, you know, maybe a little, you know, MacBook Air. Hey, spend the money, spend half the price of a MacBook Air and get it on an iPad. I mean,
the quarter of a price, actually, it's like 33%.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the best thing in the world I could have. Yeah. I was, talking to someone else the other day. I said, listen, man, two, three years ago before the iPhones came out, I had a Motorola Razr. Billy, what did you have before the?
I was an Apple fan before I even had a Mac. I had the original iTunes phone, the rocker phone.
Oh, I remember that. My friend had that.
Probably one of the worst phones in the world, by the way. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think you could store much on there. It was just like
100 songs, but it was so slow and it crashed a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, when you just look at the iPhone now, the iPhone's great. But I want to say it's funny that you mentioned that about the college and the MacBook versus the iPad, because my friend did message me yesterday. He sent me a text asking me, "What do you think is good for college, a MacBook or a MacBook Pro?" I said, "Well, I use a MacBook Pro," and he was thinking about getting one. So I said, "How about you look at the iPad?" And he's like, "I don't really want an iPad because it's not really a full computer." I said it's a decent machine when I've used it. To be honest, it's not a full computer. It's a little more, or it's a little less than what a MacBook Pro. He ended up buying an i7 MacBook Pro, and I have to go help him with it Monday or Tuesday because he got it from Apple's website. But I was a little bothered by it. He didn't even want to think about getting the iPad just because it wasn't a full computer.
I mean, I can see, you know, if you really need a full computer, I mean, in some ways, but I mean, what I was getting back to the little thing I was telling people, I'm telling people right now is basically a couple years ago when I didn't have an iPhone, I would take my phone. I would take my iPod. I would take my PSP either, or my Nintendo DS for gaming. I would, you know, and then sometimes I would, you know, sometimes I would take a book just in case I'd get bored and want to read a book. And then also, I mean, if I had to check email or I had to surf the web, either I would use someone else's computer wherever I was going, or I would take my laptop. And, you know, I just hated lugging all that stuff around in a backpack, you know, where now I'm like, okay, I have my games on my iPad. I have my books on my iPad. I have my music on my iPad, and I can surf the web and get my email. So
you know what I kind of want to get?
What?
I kind of want to get a satchel. I'm not joking.
What is that?
I kind of want to get one of those things. It's kind of like a man. It's called a man purse.
A merce. Yes, a merce. I call them a merce.
So I kind of want to get one of those just to keep my iPad and, you know, keep my stuff in, because girls got it made. They can just put their stuff in their purse. No, I'm not even joking.
No. I'm serious.
It does make me mad. Guys, I don't know why guys can't carry one around. I might carry one when I move to Georgia. People may think I'm gay and stuff. I don't care because, hey, I got an iPad in here.
Hey, but we already do.
Girls they benefit from this. They can keep whatever they want in their purse, but we can't.
No. I'm totally that's funny that you said that, because in Europe, I mean, I love Europe. I mean, Spain especially is where, you know, my family's from. And so I mean, over there, pretty much my cousins carry around, like, it's not like a fanny pack, and it's not like a purse.
I'm never doing that.
No. What do you mean you're not doing
that? I'm never doing a fanny pack.
No. Fanny pack, no. I've seen people, and I might have done it once or twice, but I mean, I see, actually, you know, when we do it is usually at garage sales where we're outside and we have to keep money in something, and we have to keep it, you know, we're walking around. But in Europe, they have people, you know, carrying around basically, you know, it's where they keep their wallet and their phone and everything like that. And actually, that's exactly what I was thinking of doing. Actually, I didn't know you called it a satchel, but get a bag that looks.
It's actually just a joke from The Hangover. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie?
I have to see it. I made you.
No, it's so funny. You got to watch it tonight.
It's
a satchel. It's a man purse. I really would like to wear one.
I
wonder if they make one for the iPad.
Oh, I've seen actually a couple. There's actually a site that I want to promote that'll actually help you with finding that case.
Oh, okay. Oh, I want to hear about this.
So getting to that, we're a little intermediate, little plug for the people that made this.
Safari now.
What?
I'm getting up Safari now so I can type it in.
Yeah. So get up Safari. So a good friend of mine, Daniel Brusilowski, he just launched his new venture. It's called iPad Case Finder. All right. Him and Lachi Groom, what a name that is, Lachi Groom. Sorry about that, Lachi. But he's the one that started PSD to WP. So Photoshop, basically, if you have a, you know, layout to WordPress, basically you send it there, and he sold the company off to someone else. But iPad Case Finder, basically it helps you find a case, and you know, for your iPad with different, you know, things. Actually, this Pocket Messenger one looks like something you might be interested in. Billy,
it's so funny. I just clicked on that one.
Wow. Well, and it's right now. $30 on Amazon. I'm gonna check that out as well. But
it looks. I was going to start.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it can carry your laptop around. Can it carry your iPad too?
This is for your. Awesome. This is for your iPad. Go to the Amazon page.
Okay. I see.
Chocolate.
But I would love to. It'd be cool. I could carry on my, like, a South by. Maybe sometimes I want to take my iPad.
No. Okay, I want to get to that in a second.
Oh, it looks like a can. Oh, $30. That's cheap too.
I know.
This looks like a man purse, though, so I might order this. I don't even get anything. This might be. But, you know, would you get one of these and keep the Apple case on it? I would, just for...
Oh, totally. Totally, because this is just a case. This isn't something where you can prop your iPad up and type, you know, using it. This is, you know, just a case where you just store it in. I mean,
I'm not even sure if you could call it a case. I'd call it a bag for your iPad.
Bag for your iPad. Okay. Well... That's exactly it. I mean, I remember, I don't know if I remember showing you, but when I had my Dell Mini, I had a little Belkin. Belkin had a little thing that I could store on my iPad. It's like a little messenger bag for it. I was like, this thing is so cool. I mean, I so want something for this for my iPad. And I would actually carry around that little messenger bag with my Dell Mini around school. And so my friend says, hey, you're really carrying that around school? I said, yeah. He's like, just leave it up in the office. But I use my iPad in every single class, almost. I mean, sometimes we're not doing anything. I just pull the iPad out, start surfing the web, and people usually notice that I have an iPad. They're asking me questions. And funny story, I was at Apple Store the other day, and I actually was checking out the 3G iPad, and someone was just saying, oh, this is really cool, something said a really interesting comment, and I replied to it. And I, you know, got into conversation with him, and then some other people were looking at me, and I guess I was just talking in general to them. And he's like, well, thanks, man. I might buy one. And so I was like, I sold basically three iPads to the people that were there. And I told, you know, my friend at the Apple Store that works there, I said, hey, man, I just sold three iPads. Can you believe that? I mean, I don't even work here, and I'm, you know, already selling stuff. He's like, oh, well, you know, you should work here. And then I get the whole spiel that I have another year, you know, going, which is unfortunate.
You know, I think companies should, like, put people that work at a place in plain clothes, and it'd be great because they would be like, oh, this guy's in plain clothes, we can trust him. Because
I've actually had that happen. I've actually had people come up to me and say, hey, you work here, or how much is this?
I get it all the time. People ask me if I work there. I'd be like, no, I'm just a user.
I'm just yeah.
Not a user of drugs, a user of Apple stuff. But it's funny. You just mentioned you mentioned something. Oh, the whole bag fiasco with like your Dell Mini bag. It's funny because when the iPad launched, they didn't have the cases at my Best Buy that I went to. So people were just buying netbook bags or cases or whatever.
Well, they're at my Apple Store, or at the Apple Store when I got there, they were very limited to what I can buy. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm restricted to like five cases. I mean, but being, you know, in the press field.
Except five cases. The one I went to
had none.
Well, no, the Best Buy that we have here only has the Apple one, and I think they have one Belkin one, which is it's crap.
Well, being in the press field, I mean, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm getting all the names of them, and be like, all right, let me get this and get that, and I want that. So I was just, you know, getting all the names and usually emailing the companies to figure out if I can get one or not. But I mean, which is, I mean. So, I mean, I think that's actually, you know, a really cool idea. I mean, Billy, you wouldn't mind carrying around a little messenger bag like that all the time with your iPad in it?
Only if it didn't weigh a lot, because I know at South By, I was having, I don't know, probably 10 to 13 or 14 pounds on my back all day. And after a while, especially with that bag I was carrying, I don't know if it's something with the bag or if it's straps, but it started to hurt. And I just wanted to take it off. That's why when we went to the Dignation meetup, I was so generous giving my bag up to and put it in the car.
Yeah.
Because it was so heavy. And I was like, here, you guys can have it.
Yeah. Actually, getting into South By, I want to mention, I mean, you probably – I wouldn't be – I mean, you were doing so much more at South By. But I was just browsing the web, checking email, you know, and pretty much uploading to Flickr. I think I could use an iPad next time at South by Southwest. I think I could get by with an iPad itself. What do you think? Do you think you could just...
Well, I obviously couldn't because every day I was cranking out a new video onto Flickr or onto YouTube. So I'd shoot the videos at night. I'd come home and pass out. And then whenever I'd wake up, Matt would take a while to wake up. Like he takes like 2 hours or something. Like he's probably sleeping like 2 hours longer than me.
Yeah.
So I just boot up the MacBook Pro and cut together a little video quick.
Well, see, that's the thing is basically we would do everything like during South by Southwest. We would take photos. We'd do video. We'd take a lot more photos and video. And then, you know, we would be on our iPads usually. And then we could put the photos on Flickr, you know, through the camera connection kit, which I want to say something about in a minute.
The only thing is that the camera connection kit, well, it'll import my video, but we cannot play it because I got a Canon T2i, and it shoots 1080p video. And George did a test for me. He said it can import the video, but it can't play it, which is understandable with the 1 gigahertz processor. And this is 1080p.
I mean, Billy, it was 1080p video. What do you expect? I'm not going to be able to play that on the iPad. I mean, more like 720p. And actually, what I did was I uploaded that video that Billy sent me. Actually, it's on my Dropbox. So I went into Dropbox and I tried to play it. Played like 2 seconds of it, and it already crashed the application. So basically, it wouldn't support 1080p video.
I'm gonna try to send you 720p video.
Yeah, we need to
sometimes
actually.
Sometimes not. Actually, you know what? I'll shoot one right now, and I will send it to you after the show.
All right. I mean, I'm saying, I think I could get by at South by Southwest during the day with an iPad, and then at night maybe. You know, I have to use a MacBook Pro.
Oh, yeah. I'm that way, too. I don't edit my videos until night, but I couldn't go the whole trip without using an actual notebook just because of my media with the videos and everything. That's just who I am.
No, man, we should actually try that for like
a video person. That's always what I've wanted to do.
Day one of South by Southwest is just walk around with iPads. Like, I mean, you saw the Dignation. I mean, it just looks so cool to have the iPads with them doing the Dignation. It was, you know, it was pretty cool. Yeah. Right now, Billy's holding up his camera and shooting.
I'm shooting a video. I'm going to shoot a 10-second video, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then I'm going to shoot one in 640 by 480.
645 already, I could tell the difference when you put it up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
But the camera connection kit, which was really funny. I've seen someone with a little hack they did. You could actually use a hard drive on your iPad, and you could open it up in GoodReader.
Can you watch movies off that?
Possibly. But you have to it has to be tethered to your MacBook Pro because it doesn't support the USB is not, you know, it doesn't have that much power to it. Actually, what's funny is I wanted to try. We should try this and maybe do like a little segment, you know, for one of the episodes is record something off of my iPad. Like when you get your iPad, actually, Billy, we'll try this. Basically, do a Skype call on our iPads because you can actually do this. The camera connection kit allows USB audio support. So I have a Plantronics headset that I used to do some podcasts with, and I would plug that into my iPad and basically. if Skype would improve, I would possibly be able to do a podcast, record it over, or, you know, have someone on the other end recording it, and I could do a podcast from the iPad, which I would like to try one of these days, an experiment. Maybe we should try next weekend. But being Mother's Day tomorrow, today's Saturday, we're launching this Tuesday. I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to everyone.
Who's a mother?
Yeah, who's a mother that listens?
You're not. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care if you're a single woman. Well, we actually do care if you're a single woman.
Yeah, you may be single. You can have a child.
Oh, you can have a child as well. I actually know someone that's single and has a child. But congratulations if you got an iPad, and email us. Tell us, you know, what do you think about it? You know, what help do you need with it? You know, if you need help setting something up, or, you know, just questions, you know, about your iPad. We'll talk about and cover them. You know, I'll cover them. Billy will, you know, have to agree with me because he doesn't have an iPad yet.
Oh, but I've used one enough to know how to. You know, it's fun. You watch This Week in iPad, and they do those stump the questions, those questions that are trying to stump that guy.
Yeah.
I know every one of those answers. I swear. I know them all. I knew them all, and I don't even have one. Just the 2 days, because whenever I play with something, I know how to. I get down and deep with it.
Actually, I have an idea. I have an idea. When you Billy's going to come, you know, I haven't been to where Billy
lives. Do a video show? Is that what you want to do something?
Exactly. A video show. With our iPads, like a Dignation type video show. With our iPads. I have a video camera. I know you have a video camera. You have your T2i. We could actually use your T2i. We could use my video camera, put it into the MacBook. I don't know. We'll think about it when you come. You're going to be here for like a week anyway, so we'll have like plenty of time to do it.
You know what I find the hardest when I'm ever doing like multicam shoots? Is syncing the audio with the multicam video. That it's so hard.
We'll have to play around with that, but do that and do maybe a couple like live streams where we're just, you know, we have the camera pointed at us, we have our MacBook Pros and we're, you know, or iPads, and we're actually you will have your iPad when you're here. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm getting in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. Billy's graduating.
I'm super excited.
Billy's graduating from high school. So everyone want to congratulate Billy. I might not have a show before then, but congratulations, Billy's graduating high school. I'm so proud of him. I didn't know he would pass, but.
No, thanks.
I'm kidding.
I had faith in myself.
Yeah.
I think those videos are done too, so.
All right. Well,
I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to see how big the file size is.
Yeah, and then you put them on Dropbox. If they fit.
Well, the 720p video is 61 megs. Oh, and that's 10 bad. Seconds. All right. That's a little hard, but whatever.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but I have actually a couple of ideas when Billy comes down here. With the iPad and no. We met at South by Southwest. He shouldn't be scared of me anymore. Just
that's true.
Yeah. But actually, our good friend Aaron, we had a chat with him today, and he's not going to be purchasing a 3G iPad, even though Billy bought him the 64.
Yep, I went all out.
Yeah, yeah. So the standard VAT rate in the UK is 17.5%, meaning that the £429 base price for the 16 GB Wi-Fi in the UK iPad actually is only $365 in pre-tax pricing. And at a current exchange rate, that corresponds to approximately $540 in the US, or approximately $40 premium for UK customers. While the rate or the price difference is not significant in compatibility. So, I mean, basically, it's the government that they have to blame. It's because they're putting, you know, taxes and stuff on the iPad, which is happening. But I heard that Apple retail stores are running dry of the iPad 3G.
I'm getting scared of that, by the way. They're running out because I'm like, oh, God, they don't have one. Because I'm leaving the 23rd, and I plan to use my iPad pretty much the whole trip. Okay. It's a 12 to 14-hour drive to Georgia from here. I plan on doing Netflix and a lot of, you know, streaming video to keep me entertained on the drive.
So I gave a plug to iPad Case Finder. You can find them at iPadCaseFinder.com. I want to thank Daniel Brusilowski for coming up with that great idea with Lachie Groom from used to be from PSD2 Tweet. But Lachie Groom can be found at Lachie, LACHYG on Twitter. He's a pretty cool guy. Another cool, interesting website, Billy, that you should check out is All About the iPad.tumblr.com. Great thanks to Don McAllister's, it's a set of, to post links, reviews, thoughts in general, any snippets from the iPad. Great thing. I found out, one, how to use the iPad case. I had no idea. I was using my iPad case the wrong way. I had no idea. There was a little, I'll show
how
you.
How are you using it wrong? Oh, the thing. Yeah.
So, this little flap that's here, Billy? This little.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I didn't know that. I told you actually earlier today that I didn't know that was, to go like that, how it's supposed to keep it in there. And then cleaning the iPad case is an interesting thing, how he was cleaning the iPad case. So I learned how to clean
I tried to click on one of his videos, clamshell for iPad, and it's been taken down. It's been removed because of copyright claim by Marvel Entertainment.
Really? Oh. Mm-hmm. But did you see that video? Did you see the clam case? Oh my gosh, that was so cool!
Did he show like a comic app or something?
No. So the clam case, okay. So that's one of the videos he posted on there. It was a really cool case. That it was a mock-up case. I don't think it was real, but basically, it was like the bottom.
It's the one with keyboard?
Yes, it was that.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. It was that. That was, I thought it was pretty cool, but all about the iPad.tumblr.com. That'll be in the show notes, that link. Pretty cool thing. So I wanted to get to one last thing. Billy, picks. Billy, do you have a pick that you want to talk about? A review, an app, anything you want to talk about?
Well, I really like the Canon T2i.
I'm sorry. You cannot talk about that. I'm a Nikon fan, and that's against my show. No, I'm kidding.
Got it all the way.
Go ahead about your review.
It's a great camera. It's 18 megapixels. Shoots 1080p video, 30 frames a second, and it does 720 at 60. The only downside, there's a couple of downsides. The only downside I find is that I wish I could do 720p video at 30 frames a second, because that extra 30 is really something I don't need, and it does add to the file size. I can't think of the other downside. It's just a great camera. It's got live view built in, and it uses SDs, so I have an iFi card in there, and I bought a couple extra batteries off eBay for like $8, and they work just as good as the originals.
Really?
Actually, I did an unboxing video on YouTube with the flip camera, and from now on, I've pretty much been using the T2i for my major video projects at full quality 1080.
Really? And so that's working out really good for you?
Yeah. Video is almost done transferring from my iFi card now to send to you.
So there's a couple apps I want to mention on the show here. One of the apps I've become addicted to lately, I never thought it would be so addicting, is WeRule. So basically, it's the Farmville version of the iPad. You've heard Leo talk about this, right?
That's the Farmville version for the iPad.
Yeah. Farmville version.
WeRule. You said Farmville version of the iPad. Yeah, I've heard of Farmville. I never really played it because I didn't want to get sucked in.
Well, I never touched it. I said, I'm not going to get sucked into this because but I've been playing WeRule. I've been like, I go in it like maybe 5 times a day just to like check my farm and collect my taxes, and it's just a really addicting game. I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, I was addicted to Godfinger for a while, but then I noticed that it just got boring after a while because like I wouldn't go in there for a couple days, and then I would say, all right, well, I'm not making enough money, and my money's turning into, rust, and it's not working. But that's one of the applications.
Money turns into rust? That's cool.
Yeah, and so I can't use my money. Actually, one big announcement yesterday for the show when it comes out. Square is finally announced open to the public. They're going to have universal app. So right now they only have an iPad app in the App Store, but it's not in there anymore. It's going to be a universal app. Before it wasn't universal, it was just iPad only. You sign in, you open up an account on your iPad and everything. But now it's going to be universal. It's going to be open to the public, and then they'll hopefully say, all right, we're going to be shipping your little dongles. I can't wait to try this. Billy, you can actually, Yeah, you should.
You can pay me back for all that money.
Actually, I was going to say that. When you come, we'll actually try it. I want to try a transaction on the iPad. So
we'll try a big one. I'm saying $30 to $50.
Yeah, I think
it's good.
Yeah, 30 bucks. Just, you know, swipe it and then, you know, I'll pay you and then you can pay me 10, you know, I'll do like 40 or something. Yeah, you pay me something like that. We'll figure it out. But Dropbox just updated their app to universal support. Oh my gosh. Amazing. I mean,
I'm not a big Dropbox user. Like, I'll put some stuff up there, like these videos, but I'm not like a major addict like some people.
Well, I mean,
I'm not saying you're an addict either.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, I kind of want to say I'm an addict. I mean, I use it. I have all my school files on here. And so if anything happens, like while I'm not at school, I have the file and I can actually, you know, go back to it. So I save them all into my Dropbox. I mean, I love having things on my Dropbox. I wish I would be able to have like my iTunes library on Dropbox. I do want to like pay more. But
you can get 50 gigs for how much?
I can get 50 gigs for $100 a year. But if I get enough people to, I'm going to put my Dropbox links in this thing. Sign up. If you don't have Dropbox, try it. It's, you know, it's free. It's great. You can open an account, you know, and you get more space and I get more space. And so right now I have like 3.2 gigs. If I have enough people, I could get up to 10 gigabytes and, you know, keep it at 10 gigabytes. And then I can have my, you know, I can have my photos on here. You know, I do have a couple photos on here. I mean, just important, you know, files that I need. Like I have basically a work file where I keep, you know, my most recent client files on here. And it's just great that I have it backed up and just on my iPad, I can see things now. And those are, you know, two applications that I thought, you know, really stand out right now. I mean, or three actually. Reroll is interesting. I use InstantApper a lot. Great application.
I've heard great things about that one actually.
Yeah. You've heard good things?
Yeah.
Yeah. InstantApper, you should use it actually. It's a great, you know, software version, you know, to have, you know, basically I'm reading something. Hey, I want to come back to this later. I want to read it, you know, in a little bit. Open it up on here. I've got it. Someone tweeted a link. Hey, I want to have that link stored or I want to bookmark it. I put it in InstantApper. I can book. Actually, it's bookmarking basically. Actually, that's, you know, good company to not company, little venture that someone started and it's worked out great. One last application, and Billy, if you have an application that you use on your iPhone a lot, you can talk about. Texty just came out the other day. Lauren Bircher and another guy did it. Really cool. So basically Texty is basically texting for free. You've heard of all those texting free apps, you know.
Those are
crap. This one is legit, I'm telling you. You can
legit.
Use legit. Did you get that email I ever sent you? I sent from Texty to you.
I think I did. I just don't remember.
It's really cool. It's like basically it's like I'm texting. If some people don't have texting on their iPhone, they can basically use Texty. And the free one is ad supported, and then they have you can buy, you know, in there you can buy to remove ads or whatever. I don't know how much it is, but it's just really cool. I actually sat there, opened it up, and I actually started talking to Lauren Bircher on Texty. We just started talking back and forth, and you know, I was telling him, you know, it was a great application and stuff and how cool it was, and get a chance. I'm gonna interview him sometime soon, and I just started talking, and then I have actually some other people. I tweeted out my Texty email. Basically, it's an email. You can use my email, my phone number, and basically use it and put it in Texty, and it'll text me in Texty. I got push notifications and everything, so which is really cool. So I use that, which is great. So, I mean, check.
Like sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Ever since the iPhone 3G came out, you used to be able to get 200 text messages with your data plan on the original iPhone. But now you don't with the 3G or 3GS, so.
Yeah. So, Billy, you know, did you like an application when you had the iPad? What was your favorite application when you had the iPad?
I just loved the Netflix app, even though it wasn't that great. Although I've heard they've improved it. But I did like, I watched a spread on there. I love watching a movie on that thing. It was great. You know, there's an application I would recommend on the Mac, Flickr Uploader. It's a great app. If you're a Flickr user, you can just throw all your photos in there. If you don't, because iPhoto, you can't really set your tags and everything in there, or if you can, I wasn't able to find it, but within Flickr Uploader, you can just do everything from it. You can upload video, set your tags and everything, you're set, and, you know, reorganize the order. It's just, it's a really good app, and it's free from Flickr.
I tell you, I love it too. I just, you know, I just actually used it maybe 5 minutes ago, not even 5 minutes ago, maybe about an hour ago to upload my photos to Flickr about my iPad. I took some iPad.
Well, it's built into iPhoto, but it just, the iPhoto doesn't have that great.
Wait, you're talking about the built-in one to iPhoto or the one that's separate, the Mac app itself?
I'm talking about the Mac app.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one I use.
Yeah.
Because I don't deal with iPhoto that much anymore, just for the iPad stuff. I'm dealing with it. But I actually shoot my photos, put them into a folder. Then I open them in Lightroom. I do what I need to do in Lightroom. I export them. And then I upload them to Flickr through that Flickr uploader. Because I don't, I mean.
The iFi doesn't work with, what was it? You said Lightroom. It doesn't work with Lightroom. It just works with iPhoto.
Well, actually, it does. You can have Lightroom constantly, like you open up Lightroom and you have it constantly looking in a folder, and then you have the iFi go into that folder.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to show you that when you come down here. But
I just use it in iPhoto, and it sends them directly to my iPhoto. And then if I protect it on my camera, it automatically uploads it to Flickr, which I find really cool.
Yeah, that was like, actually a cool trick you taught me about the protecting it. So, I mean,
you don't want all your photos up there.
Well, I mean, yeah, we were doing that actually at South By. I was shooting all my photos, and they were automatically going. Which, I tell you, that was great having, you know, having the South By Southwest Wi-Fi, but being able to have – I couldn't actually get – you got it though. Have the MiFi turned on. We're walking around Austin, Texas shooting photos, and they would be on Flickr within a minute.
Five minutes.
One photo, 5 minutes?
Oh, no. Probably 2 minutes, I'd say. Because especially now – actually, I don't think I'm going to get a MiFi next South By.
I'll have it already.
Yeah, you can use yours, but I'm not going to get one because, A, my photos I take are 18 megs each, and I'm not going through Verizon again because they made me mad. But really, if we're around the convention center, you can just get on their Wi-Fi because their Wi-Fi is so strong. Whenever I would edit those videos in the morning, I would export into my iMac and wait till we go to a panel or something, and then I would upload it while we're there because I was uploading at 3 megabytes a second. So I uploaded, I think, 1.9 gigabytes. In an hour during that, the Ev Williams keynote, which we left.
Which we
uploaded 1.9 gigs while we were there. It was fantastic.
It's pretty crazy that we uploaded so much information. Well,
yeah, I uploaded so much video.
Yeah, video that you took on my camera, my flip.
Oh, yeah. Man, you don't even know. I searched my bag 2 or 3 times. At the airport in front of all these people.
Yeah, where was I? You actually like called me when I was going to the airport or something. You're like, George, I think I forgot my flip. And I was like,
I guess you're on your way. But I called my mom and said, hey, can you look in my office and see if I forgot the flip there? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's in here. And I was like, I was really mad too. Like the lady next to me was like, are you okay? Don't touch me.
All right.
Got 8 hours left here.
Well, we're kind of finishing up the show. So we gave, you know, two people plugs in the show. Billy, I gave you a plug.
BillyHound.tv.
Yeah, check that out. Where can we find you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/BillyHime.
All right, and you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/GDRAGE. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com for comments, questions, anything you need. Me or Billy will try to figure it out. And
especially it's iPad related because I'm the master.
Oh,
he's not on.
Oh, Billy is the iPad master because he even doesn't have an iPad. And so, but he
by
will.
By the way, I recommend the PR40 mic even though I haven't used one.
Yeah, and I recommend the podcaster one even though I haven't used it. So it's a joke that we have that he's using. He recommended my mic and I recommended his mic. We don't even use it, but great. Great mics we're recording on. He's using, you know. So it's time to say goodbye until next week or the week after. Well, actually, you know what? We'll do the next episode when Billy gets his iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks. But you're getting your iPad when? Friday, Saturday?
I'm getting it Friday, but my dad
said he might hold on to it till Saturday, but I doubt he will because I actually need to charge it that night because I'll be out all Saturday night for graduation parties. Actually, it'd be fun to take the iPad. But we're actually getting it Friday. So 2 weeks from yesterday, we'll be getting it.
So we could probably record this Friday.
Maybe do a little show.
It's not busy. And,
great.
Maybe get someone else on that has an iPad.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to him.
At his hour. I don't know. All right. Well, we're saying goodbye. AppleJuiceShow.com. This has been the 53rd episode of the Apple Juice Show for May 12th.
May 12th.
All right, guys. We will drink you later. No, in the Apple Juice Show. Thank you.